Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning I want to read two passages, one from the Old and one from the New. First, out of the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, chapter 3, where he says this: "There is a time for everything and a time for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away." And that's out of the New International Version. I didn't read all the times, but that's the important ones I wanted to read for this morning. And then out of Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 24. And this is at the Last Supper, after Christ washed the feet of all the disciples who were gathered there, served them communion. We read this: "Within minutes, they," the disciples, "were bickering over who of them would end up the greatest. But Jesus intervened and said, 'Kings like to throw their weight around, and people in authority like to give themselves fancy titles. It's not going to be that way with you. Let the senior among you become like the junior. Let the leader act the part of the servant.'" The writer of the passage of Ecclesiastes, I mentioned Solomon, was the wisest of the wise, the wealthiest of the wealthy, but realized only as his time on earth was ending that he had wasted the life God had given him. He had everything the world longs for and the world says is important, but really had nothing important at all. He had wasted his life. In his book, Don't Waste Your Life, John Piper retells the story first published in the February 1998 edition of Reader's Digest about a couple who took early retirement from their jobs in the Northeast when he was 59 and she was 51. They moved to Punta Gorda, Florida, where they cruised the Gulf on their 30-foot yacht, played softball, and collected shells. Piper wondered at first when he was reading that if it was a joke, a spoof on the American dream, but it wasn't. It was reality, their reality, and tragically, their dream was this: you come to the end of your life, your one and only precious life, God-given life, and you let the last great work of your life, before you give an account to your Creator, to be this: cruising the Gulf, playing softball, and collecting shells. Picture them, if you would, before Christ on that great day of judgment, and they look up into his face, and with hands outstretched toward Christ, they say, "Look, Lord, see my pretty shells?" That is a tragedy. They had their whole life still before them, and yet they were done with living when they could have done so much more. They could have done so much more to leave a legacy, the one that God created them to leave, to have an impact in the world, to be all they were created to be until their last breath. But what about us? Are we any different than them? At any age, don't we also collect, quote, pretty shells, close quote? We just call them trophies or championships, fancy titles, facilities and fields, influence, business successes, houses, money and stuff. Aren't we also gathering pretty shells, often to the exclusion of having an impact in the world with the most important God-given people and moments, and making an eternal difference in the lives of others we meet in our one and only time around? So how will we look back on each day of our lives? Did we just gather more shells? Or live every day of our life we were given to the fullest? Did we waste the moments in some of those days? Or are our lives and the lives near and far from us around the world better because we lived? Did we realize that there is still much more to do before we run out of time, whenever that is? How do we approach each day? How should we approach today and every day, wherever we find ourselves? Yesterday, did you use all the gifts, abilities, and time he gave you to the very best of your ability, or did you waste time? Each of us and our family, friends, and others everywhere are sacred creations of God with incredible potential, dynamic purposes, unique passions, and platforms of influence for good. We are intentionally created by God for this specific time in history to leave a lasting legacy of eternal impact that positively changes the lives around us and ultimately lifts Christ and glorifies his Father. Whether we do that or not, Well, that's up to us. If we don't, no one else can do it for us. It's a critical question to ask of ourselves in the time we have left and at any and every point of our life, younger or older, whether just starting out, nearing the finish line, or somewhere in between. Could I have done more? Could I have done things differently? Did God desire more from me than I gave? It's a question we all must face today and every day, because if we don't ask ourselves that question, we will never become all whom God created us to be and never have the impact He intended us to have. It's the question we will be asked when we stand face to face before Christ one day. You know, it's interesting looking back that this is not just a condition of our times. It has been with us for as long as recorded history. People living less than the life God created them to live, missing the moments, wasting too many opportunities to make a difference in the world. In a few days, we will celebrate Palm Sunday again. At that first Palm Sunday, people gathered on the streets, peered around corners and out of windows to see that triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. They, too, had experienced wasted days as they and generations before them waited for the promised Messiah. This was the Messiah. They were sure of it. But the disciples, still focused on themselves during that Last Supper, argued during that last meal with Christ which of them was the greatest. And Christ said, "Those who serve are the greatest," after he had finished washing all their feet, even the feet of Judas, who would betray him. They believed that he would take over the government and make their lives better here and now. But instead, Jesus went to the cross, rose from the tomb, and ascended into heaven. And with that, he called them and us to do more. He called us to follow him and to live lives of meaning, of fullness, of sacrifice, and impact. Not to a life of ease and gathering pretty shells, or one which gives in to doubt or fear or defeat. But he called us to a life of victory with him, lived out every day, making a difference in the lives and the world around them. To a life not compared with the standards of the world or of the expectations of others, but a life in him, guided by him, challenged and encouraged by him, and measured against his life of sacrifice and impact to the world. We're in the middle of men's and women's NCAA Division I National Championship tournaments, affectionately called March Madness. Great entertainment and fun to watch every year. So you're the team which wins the NCAA championship. Great. Then what? What do you do with it? How many children going to bed hungry the day before aren't hungry anymore after you won that? How about the outcasts, the poor, those trapped in trafficking systems? The NBA is approaching the playoffs, crowning the league champ every year. Major League Baseball is in the midst of spring training with a 162-game season to follow, heading to the World Series. What do you do along the way? Maybe you win it all. Great. What do you do with it? Trophy in hand, with the increased platform that that trophy and that championship provides. How are those thousands of children who die each day around the world from preventable diseases or starvation doing now? All safe, surviving, and thriving? You're listed in all the business magazines as one of the top companies in the world. Or next fall, you're crowned the college football champion. And you hold high the Vince Lombardi trophy in the NFL. So what? Maybe you're retired, living comfortably, maybe like that couple in Punta Gorda. Have you counted the homeless and the hungry on the streets around your city or around the nation recently? Glenn Frey, the co-founder of the iconic musical group the Eagles, and I played all their songs back when I was learning to play the guitar because they were easy to do the chords, and that's what their songs were about. But Glenn Frey recently died unexpectedly. He had written a line in one of their songs entitled River of Dreams, and the line read this: "People don't run out of dreams. People run out of time." What will you and I do with the lives, the gifts, the abilities, the platforms, the opportunities that we have to change the world before we run out of time? Will others stand before Christ one day because of us? Because we cared enough while we were here to use the gifts and the abilities, the resources and time we have been entrusted with to lift them up, to share Christ and the eternal life he provides, to put our name on their life, and to help them to become all who God created them to be, and to have the impact that God created them to have in this world? What will we hold in our hands before Jesus on the day that we stand before him to show him all we have done. Some pretty shells, or maybe, just maybe, we will hold up to him the names and faces of the lives that are better because we lived, changed and saved lives. What will it be? Wasted lives or lives of impact? In whatever time we have left, by following Christ, our lives will be lives of impact in all the time we have left. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the lives you've given us, for the opportunities you've given us up to this point to make a difference in the world. But Lord, thank you for the reminder every day as you touch us, tap us on the shoulder, any way to get our attention that there's so much more that you want for our lives. There's so much more that you've created us to do and to be. Help us to see that. Help us to be that so that we can make a difference in this world with you and for you. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.